Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the Lord did so many things for us in starting this church. I mean, it was just instant church. It was no church and then boom, church. And nice and strong. And a minister, we were having a meal together, and right after this happened, he said, I heard that this happened for you, Brother Keith. And I said, yeah. He said, tell me. So I told him a little bit about what happened, and he just sat there and shook his head, and we're eating, and about 20 minutes later, he just put his fork down. He said, Brother Keith. I said, what? He said, that's got to be God. I said, I know it. I know it's got to be God. I know it. And it is. And that's the way it's supposed to be in every child of God's life. So that people look at the prosperity and the blessing on your life and go, that's got to be God. I know what they make down where they work. They don't make that much money. How can they live like that? Got to be God, right? They ain't begging. They're not just borrowing from everybody. Where's it coming from? You know, the Lord blessed Phyllis and I. The last job that I worked for somebody else where I had a salary, we began to give into ministry. We began to sow into that ministry. And the last, I forget, 2 or 3 years that we worked for them, I sowed more into their ministry than they paid me for the year. Well, how do you do that? It's got to be God, right? It's got to be coming in from other channels. Is that right? And if you'll believe God, you're not limited to your salary. You're not limited to that little check. Oh, God's got so many ways that He can do things. And He gets the glory. He gets the glory. So here you see that they're pleading with Him. Please, Brother Paul, accept our offering. Would you? Please. Take the money. You hear something that maybe they had a thought, he might not accept it. Why plead with somebody to accept it? Oh, do you see what a different mentality? What a different, see, preachers have misrepresented the Lord and the kingdom by being beggars. And by going around with their hand out all the time. Mealy mouth. Could you help the church? Would you give the church a discount? You have a minister's discount for us? Beggars. I said beggars. Always asking for something. Y'all have something left over for us? And then if somebody, you know, they weren't honoring God. They just tipped God. And you go, oh, thank you. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. And they walk away and think God feels that way. And God didn't even receive their offering. There must be some renewal of the mind in these. Now, I'm not saying be haughty. I'm not saying be rude and ugly, but we must represent Him properly. God is not begging anybody for anything. It's a privilege. If you offer to Him and He receives your offering. Oh, it's a privilege that the created could give something to the Creator and He would receive it. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. And this is not just giving money now. This is everything we do for the kingdom of God. I know a friend of mine was telling me about a guy he knew that his church was kind of loose and disorganized. And he had a fella come in to hold him a meeting. And they hadn't planned like they should have. And he got up and he said, you know, Brother so-and-so, would you come lead singing for us? And he said, well, I'm not prepared. No, I don't think so. Well, Sister so-and-so, would you come, you know, and sing? He did that for about 30 minutes. Well, so Brother so-and-so, would you come sing that special we like? No, well, my throat's a little scratchy this morning and I'm just not prepared. And I mean, he went on and on, and nobody would play and nobody would sing. And finally, all the light switches were on one side of the platform. He just went over there and turned them all off. He said, go home. Just go home. And he called the guest speaker. He said, would you come back to my office, please? And he wrote him an offering check. He said, I'm sorry. My people wasn't ready to have church. He said, here, please accept this, and I'll call you when they get ready. And they're all sitting out there in the dark wondering what's going on. But, you know, listen, ministers and heads of churches and heads of ministries, if people drag their feet and act like they don't want to serve, they don't want to help, they act like they're doing you this great privilege by showing up and being willing to do so. See, they have no concept that they're supposed to be doing this unto the Lord. They're doing it to Him. And this haughty attitude is unacceptable. And some people think because they have a little talent that excuses everything. And they can come drag in late all the time, and maybe they will, and maybe they won't, and it just how they feel and how it strikes them. They are judging themselves unworthy to serve. Amen. They'll render, I don't care how talented they may be, that kind of hard attitude makes what they do unacceptable to God. And you don't want stuff going, I don't care how perfect the pitch is or how perfect the mechanics of what they're doing is. You don't want anything happening in the service that is unacceptable to God. Right? Now go with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, the 5th chapter. Now let me restate this again. The Lord does not accept all offerings, nor does He accept all prayers, nor does He accept all praise and worship. Just because you prayed a prayer, that does not mean God accepted it or received it. Just because you said, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, that doesn't mean automatically the Lord received it. Let me read a couple of scriptures to you to just verify that. The Bible said in Psalm, don't turn to these, you're going to Matthew 5. But in Psalm 66, 18, He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Proverbs 28, 9. He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. There have been many times that people, they heard the word, but they just ignored it and went on and prayed something crosswise with the word. Well, God doesn't receive those kind of prayers. I don't care if you prayed all night and all day. I don't care if you prayed the same thing for 30 days. If you're praying crosswise with the word, God will not accept that prayer. You're just wasting your breath. The Bible does talk about vain praying and vain giving. It also taught, the Bible said in Proverbs 21, talking about offerings. Proverbs 21, 27. The sacrifice or the offering of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with a wicked mind? You know, this is an area that we need to think about. Malachi 3 is true. You bring the tithes to God, He's committed to open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing, you don't have room to contain it. Rebuke the devourer for your sake. Luke 6 is true. Give and it'll be given. It'll come back to you. Proverbs 4 and 19 is true. My God will supply. But this area is true too. You can give with a wrong heart. And God not even accept your offering. Well, if God didn't accept your offering, are you going to be blessed? Are you going to have a return on something He didn't even accept? No, the seed never got in the ground. You put it in the plate, but it never got in the ground. How many know what I'm talking about? We've got millions of Christians that are tipping God. They make good money. They think nothing about buying a $50,000 car, $300,000 house, $500,000 house, but they would never dream of giving God $50,000. That never crossed their mind. You know what I'm saying? And so they think they're doing God this great favor by putting a 10 in there and a 20 in there, and they spend more than that on their coffee. You understand what I'm saying? And people say, well, what do you want me to do, preacher? You need to forget me. Get your eyes off of me. Get your eyes off your pastor. That's the problem. Everybody's looking at each other. This is between you and God. It's between me and God. Right? Are you honoring God with your stuff? Am I honoring God? Well, I'm not to judge you. You're not to judge me. But we're not to play with this. We're to understand, unless this is done properly, God does not accept it. In fact, hold your place there in Matthew. Probably come there in just in a moment. But go to Malachi. Glory to God. We're making progress. We read this and talked about this earlier, but I want us to look at it again. Malachi 1. Verse 6, he said, a son honors his father, a servant his master. If I be a father, where is my honor, God's saying? If I'm a master, where's my fear, where's my respect? Says the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And these are the preachers now, and they said, where did we despise your name? Listen, friends, every congregation's respect for the things of God is a reflection of their pastor's respect for the things of God. If the leaders don't treat the offerings as holy, then the people are not going to treat them as holy. If people get up and say, well, you know, I'm sorry we have to even have an offering, but you know, we got bills to pay and we got this and that, and we put a little box in the back, and if you'll just go put something by there, you know, well, we believe the Lord will bless you some way. No respect for the offerings of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? No, we're not ashamed. If we had $12 billion sitting in the bank collecting interest, we'd take just as much time or more on the offerings, right? Why? Because it ain't just about money for the ministry. You need to give. I need to give. We need to honor the Lord and worship Him with our stuff like He told us to do. Much more going on here than just the needs of the ministry being met.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Acceptable Offering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102K. That's R1102K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.